This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was 20. I was late bloomer. I was 23. I didn't have sex till I was 23. So, I mean, I grew up in the 50s, Larry. We never discussed sex in England.
You didn't have hetero or homo sex?
No, nothing. Until then.
Homo. The Don and Mike Show.
Hetero or homo sex. Larry looking great last night.
Huh. Why do you favor rape?
What, Larry?
Why?
Larry!
That was so incredibly lame.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
When they made you a sir, a knight, do they dub you? Do they take a knife, a sword, and go clunk, clunk?
They do. The queen did it. Yeah, she did it. And you have to kneel down, and they do it on both shoulders. And then you stand up, and then you get your medal. And she says a few words to you, and then you go away. But it's
how do they tell you you're going to be a knight?
How do they tell you? Jeff, hetero and homo sex? Yeah, my simple, curious questions. How do they tell you you're going to be a knight there?
Sure, boy.
When you got these damn those urges there, boy. Sure, boy. When did you start talking with Elton John?
We got a backstage pass to the special Elton John party.
You always liked the ass. I was always curious about the ass.
Always understood they're homosexuals. Want to know why they like it.
Didn't know when he's a boy.
Want to see if he's going to fart during my interview.
Apparently didn't know him yet.
Oh, Elton John.
Yeah. How could you not know? You're gay. Look at him. Look at you. Why do you, Elton John, favor gay?
You know, looking at him last night on that special with Elton John, Larry is, I didn't think Larry could get funnier looking, but Larry is getting funnier looking. And I was telling Don during the break that he had a ticket, a backstage pass to Elton John's party. And when he held it up for the camera, Larry's got a look now that I've never seen on a regular basis. And I'm sure people had seen when he's off air.
Dying soon.
He's got his lower plate juts out. He goes, this is the pass we have. And he looks at the camera with his jaw jutting out. And his jaw juts out. And all you see are his bottom teeth.
Yeah, it's
and
lazy.
He looks like a wolf.
You dressed up as a duck. Why?
Always knew he wanted to be a duck.
Always curious.
Word that rhymes with duck.
Your hair pieces.
Another word named suck.
You wear different wigs for different occasions.
Always had money on flowers.
That's true. Whoa.
Watch other people eat food.
Sir Elton John.
Chew it and spit it out.
You still like wearing bright colors? You didn't wear them to your party.
It makes it go clunk.
Elton John.
You ever realize if you were in the service, you'd be John Elton?
Always liked rock and roll. Always liked the music. Always liked to listen to it. Tap my feet on the corner in Brooklyn. Back when we had, you know, I'm not familiar with Elton John and his new music, but we used to like jazz.
Had the heterosex, had the homosex. Sammy Koufax.
My jaw juts out. All you see are my bottom teeth. I look like a hyena. I look like a hyena.
When you gonna have a party for what's wrong with me?
Notice now, I used to have my shoulder blades touching the back. Now my shoulders actually touching the front. I don't have a chest. It doesn't exist anymore.
Feel like a reptile.
I am Larry.
I guess, Elton John. Homo hetero.
Are you Sir Homo around the house? Elton John. Did they dub you? Day W, right? Did they W with the knife? The knife W on the shoulders there? Yeah, there.
Hey, what's the butt like, boy? Sure, boy.
That area. Why?
I'm
always been curious.
He is curious.
Always been curious about the butt.
We're talking with Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
Gotta hurt the first time, right? When'd you get used to it?
We're here with Sir Hurts-a-Lot.
At what point do you become numb to the act?
It's all about flexibility, right? Whoa.
Issues with your mother?
Sure.
Only one time I experimented. I was in the shower all by myself. But still, I want to know why there.
All right, I watched Wolf Blitzer. I watched him get dressed. In the CNN anchor area.
Man, he can wear a suit, that boy.
Well done, man.
We go into the CNN locker room. Wolf is in there with Anderson Cooper. One thing led to another. Boy, there, they were great there.
Sure there, boy.
Sure there. That was some kind of introduction, man.
Sure. I'm doing Gloria Vanderbilt's boy. Sure. Sure.
Anderson taught me everything I know there.
Stand by. I'll get to you next. I'm right now. I'm doing it with Anderson Cooper. We're doing it 360.
Folks, this is Lay King. My jaw juts out 16 inches under my nose. This is my free pass to Sir Elton John's party.
He cares about AIDS. He's kind of fat.
I'm not fat. As a matter of fact, I now weigh 37 pounds.
Don't know his songs. Don't know his boyfriend.
I got to third base with a jockey at the racetrack in Florida. Whoa.
Like visually undressing Campbell Brown.
Campbell, welcome back, Campbell. After having the baby, you look great. Quick, quick, quick. Do you take antibiotics? Yeah.
I'm curious.
He is scary. Yeah. He's scarier now than he's ever been.
Hi, folks. Lay King.
Hi, this is Lay King.
I couldn't wear some of my giant chicken outfits to the Oscar party, A, because I wouldn't fit in them anymore, and B, because, you know, I'm 61 years of age in next month, and I don't dress as flamboyantly as I used to. As you get older, you change the way you think, the way you dress.
Where's Larry?
I always like to dress a little differently from other people. But
not enough Larry on that.
You were. Yeah. He was talking about that. I saw that part of the interview. You wore your black suits. You didn't wear your colored outfits, your nice, brightly colored chicken suit.
Thinking about Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah.
Bill Hemmer filling out his thong.
He's Soledad. Here comes the sun. Solo dad. I'm curious.
I'm curious. Okay. Anyway, that's we got to watch that because Larry King is a dangerous thing.
It's infectious.
Larry King can
addictive.
He can ruin a radio show.
It is addictive.
I swear to God, he can.
That was funny.
I'm not doing it no
more. But stop it. I tell you what, brother.
I get bored doing it.
I gotta do it if you do it.
All right, I'll stop.
But
you'll keep doing it. I know you will because you want to be the last one to do it.
No, I won't.
Bet you will.
I bet I won't.
I bet you will. You're the last one.
Sure, boy.
I'm curious. It is.
Well, now we're
it is very strangely addictive.
Now we're just doing.
We're doing Larryisms in our regular voice. Right, it's not right.
Always wondered about gays. Always wondered about the butt.
I'm Larry from the corner.
I'm curious.
Why?
Why do you favor rape?
Larry. It does get addictive. It's a great way to talk.
Yeah. That was funny. See, it's just
that was funny.
Right. Why do you favor rape?
Why?
We got a pass to that dare party, dare boy.
He's funny. These those damn dare.
He turns that on and off also.
Because I'm from Brooklyn, dare boy.
Yeah, it's a crutch he uses.
Sure, boy.
It's like a disease.
Okay. Okay. How come they don't have me on the coverage, boy? She's on my time tonight. It's the woman and the black. They're on my time tonight, CNN. No Larry.
The great debate.
I'll tell you what the great debate is. Hi, folks. Lay King. The great debate is whether
how many passes I'll have to make with the paper.
Whether my diaper is going to hold throughout this entire broadcast. When I got to sit here and watch Anderson Cooper. Hi, folks. It's Lay King.
The great debate: prune juice by itself or with grape nuts?
For God's sakes, I want to know what does Eartha Kitt think about Barack Obama? Next on Lay King Live.
I had a dream about Angie Dickinson last night. Whoa. Love the blondes.
Whoa. Can't get it up. Take the pill.
You bet he does.
Take the pill all the time.
You got a closet full, Larry. You got a closet full of those.
Wife having affair.
On a regular basis with the gardener.
Know about it. Approve of it. Watch it. Film it.
You know what I like to do?
Still no results.
When I'm having my grapefruit in the morning.
Still
I like
shooting
to,
blanks.
I like to grind up the Viagra. You know, put it in the grapefruit. Can't taste it. Then I'm ready to go there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Chance, call me Grandpa again.
Get used to that. Cannon won't speak to me. He thinks I'm a monster. A scary old monster.
Broke my hip. Tripping to the phone. Thought it was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Sure, dear boy.
It's terrible. I'm stopping now.
Don't stop.
I'm stopping. I'm not doing it anymore.
Soiled the booth.
What?
Jerry's soiled the booth.
Soiled the booth.
At Jerry's Deli. Thanks for the name of the deli, Rob. Soiled the booth at Jerry's Deli again.
Jerry's Deli.
The only place in L.A. get food, like in the Bronx and Brooklyn. I'm Larry from the Bronx.
You're Larry from the corner.
Jealous of Regis. Why Regis? Why not me?
He's in much better shape, Larry.
Why is he not dead?
Larry, actually, if you were really taking numbers, I'd pull your straw.
Got to deal with Satan. Known it all along. Big shareholder in hell.
He's going there.
CEO of Hades.
Hey, Larry. Sure.
My brother, Marty.
Marty Zeiger.
Sure.
Marty Zeiger. Yeah, there, boy.
Larry, what's your favorite meal of the day?
Breakfast.
There you go.
Breakfast.
That's how he says it.
Ain't it fun?
It is fun.
Buzz?
Yes.
Join the fun.
I'll try.
Because I'm not doing it now, Buzz.
Sure, boy.
And, Mike, I will show the same
discipline,
willpower discipline that you are.
Very good.
I shan't either.
I'm chomping to.
Why? Because it's fun.
Sure. You like doing the voices?
Where are you from, Larry?
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from the corner.
Why do you do so many interviews?
Because I'm curious. Hey, curious.
Hey, Larry, I have a question.
Sure.
Why do you paint your bald spot?
What do you mean, paint my bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
No, I don't paint my bald spot.
I saw you on TV. It looked like your hair was longer.
My hair grows. Let me ask you something. Why do you care?
Hey!
Very
bravo,
good,
Buzz!
How about that, Buzz?
That's good Larry right there.
Thank you. Yeah. It's fun, and I think I just proved that just about anybody can do Larry.
Yeah, well, that's why like we'll go on road trips and everybody will do the Larry
voice.
It's
fun.
Waiting for Joe.
Sure.
Thinking about giving him a chance.
To do the Larry voice?
No, it'd be a mistake. Probably sound like his English bulldog.
Might be funny.
Let's give him a try. Everybody wants to do the Larry voice.
Semi-retarded. Dropped on his head.
Joe, would you like to do the Larry voice?
Eats paint chips.
Why?
Who are you?
I'm Larry King.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
You can always count on him.
That's a man, boy. If you want to find a that punctuation mark,
let me just tell you.
You want to find that period.
If you're ever driving in your car and you're wondering where the emergency brake is,
right?
That's where it is, right there,
Joe.
Boom.
You want to screw that cap on extra tight.
You want to stop? Just say hi to Joe.
It's done and done.
Hold on. Before we call this guy with the radio thing, there is something in the Chicago. Does it matter? Sun Times. One of the papers in Chicago. We should get in on this, Mike, with our opinion. It's the best cast member of Saturday Night Live tournament, and they've got it down to the final 32,
okay.
And they have different regions with star versus star, and they're going to have results in the newspaper tomorrow.
Like brackets.
Yes, so you and I can vote right now.
Oh, good. Well, I've got strong opinions on this, especially after watching it this past Saturday.
This is like an all-time thing, okay? And they've got it down.
Rest assured, nobody in the cast from Saturday is going to be in that list.
I think Daryl Hammond's on the list.
Give me a break.
Here we go. So you've got a Steve Martin region, the Alec Baldwin region, mm-hmm. the John Goodman region, and the Tom Hanks region, because these are the guys that have hosted the show the
All
most.
Right. So, but they're talking about regular cast members here.
Regular cast members. Mm-hmm. They've weaned out all of the people that suck. So in the first round you have Bill Murray versus Norm MacDonald.
It's no brainer.
Right. No brainer. Bill Murray, right?
Right.
Okay. Then you have Sherry O'Terry versus Billy Crystal. You got
to
go Billy Crystal,
you have
Mike.
To.
You got to put your hatred behind.
You look marvelous.
Yeah. All right. You know, iconic characters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll give it to Crystal. I'm not going to fight you on that
I
one.
I know.
Here's an easy one. Dan Aykroyd
versus Tina Fey.
Oh, God.
But come on.
Slam dunk.
Every day of the week.
Not fair.
Really?
Here's another
not even close.
Here's right. another unfair. This is like Duke playing a school of retarded kids in the NCAA. Listen to this one. The late, great Phil Hartman versus Rachel Dratch. Or Dratch. Rachel.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, right.
Not even close.
Decided okay, already.
Go. Let's go to the Alec Baldwin region.
Okay.
Will Ferrell. Again, I think unfair. Versus Tracy Morgan.
That's Will Ferrell all the way.
Yeah, right. Jane Curtin versus Martin Short.
Oh, that's a little tougher because even though Jane Curtin, you know what? She was the definitive.
I go Jane Curtin.
She was the definitive Weekend Update. I mean, she was such a great foil for all those characters. I think you got to go with Jane Curtin, too. Martin Short, he not really. I mean, Saturday Night Live was not his thing.
Here's a good one with two people that in my opinion, are about midsection. Amy Poehler versus Al Franken. Now, yeah, you're right, Robbie. That's a bad one. How do you pick a winner there?
I think you go with Franken.
Yeah, I have to. Barely.
I go the other way. I go with Amy Poehler.
She's good, too.
And here's an easy one. My God. Eddie Murphy versus Joe Piscopo.
That's great. Sad.
Let's move on.
Feel sorry for Piscopo. Going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
The John Goodman region has Chris Farley versus Chris Parnell.
Yeah. Who the hell is Chris Parnell?
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Dana Carvey versus Molly Shannon.
Not even close.
Easy.
And my God, this is like Muhammad Ali against the paraplegia. Adam Sandler versus Jan Hooks.
I'm going to go with Jan Hooks.
Who meant? Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
Nope.
You are kidding me.
For Saturday Night Live. He did more movies after than he did.
And you know what you're going with?
Jan Hooks was the lounge singer.
Well, all right.
I think I will tell you that there are probably four female cast members that I think have been outstanding on Saturday Night Live, and Jan Hooks is one of them. And because even she's no Gilda Radner, but I think she was right after Radner. She was one of the funniest.
I disagree, but your vote is for, Jan Hooks.
She always did that perfect smarmy lady.
Just mentioned, of course, Gilda Radner, untouchable, versus Daryl Hammond, so he goes down.
Right.
And then the final one here is Tom Hanks region. Mike Myers versus Dennis Miller. I'll go with Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, they give a Chevy Chase a pass here. Chevy Chase versus Maya Rudolph.
That's not fair.
Right.
You know what that is?
They ought to square them off and make them a little more competitive.
It's a way to get him into the finals.
works for me.
Then you have John Lovitz versus the one name I swear I've never heard. Anna, A-N-A, G-A-S-T-E-Y-E-R.
Anna Gasteyer. You would know her. She did the NPR bit.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah, but that does not. No, John Lovitz.
John Lovitz
all the way.
Has to win there
easily.
Tommy Flanagan.
And then imagine this: it's John Belushi versus
whoever.
In this case, it's David Spade. So goodbye,
poor
David Spade.
Yeah, that's too bad for him.
So anyway,
I think if you come down to the top four, you got to go with Bill Murray, John Belushi, and. Boy, I'm trying to think the other.
Dan Aykroyd. And the fourth.
Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
But the way the division breaks up, you're not going to get that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just the way they've organized. But you're right. That's the Fab Four.
Mm-hmm. Who was your pick on the Dana Carvey competition?
Who was Dana Carvey against? Molly Shannon.
So you go Dana Carvey, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Oh, no question.
Sure, of course.
Right, I'll have your results tomorrow.
All right. Good. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'll eat the one that I argued about, Jan Hooks with.
I agree with you,
you do?
You made a point.
I thought Adam Sandler had a bigger part in Saturday Night Live than
Adam,
Jan Hooks
I
did.
I think you're maybe taking Adam Sandler's movie career after. I mean, because
did Adam Sandler
stay on that show that long?
All Adam Sandler ever did was sit in on Weekend Update. All I ever remember him doing was being on Weekend Update and singing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he did that like for 3 years because that's all he did. He was not good enough to put in any skits. He was just...
And Opperman, he still had that song, that way of singing, yes, Sherry, Bidley Madison.
And he did Grumpy Old Man, and he sang Lunch Lady Land.
Okay, lunch, thank you, Robbie.
Lunch
all the hits.
I don't know if you're necessarily helping my cause by mentioning all of those. Sometimes I wish your brain had an off switch.
Jan Hooks, though, besides the cocktail lounge singers,
which
was a ripoff of Bill Murray, she did a few other ones. But
I couldn't identify anything she did, except like when if they would do a Designing Women riff.
Right.
She'd be good in that, I'm guessing.
Right. She's a great redneck woman.
Yeah, she did the Harry.
Like
really
butter.
Yeah. Really? All right, well, anyway.
She was Jan the Cable Girl.
That's right.
Anyway, let us know, please, Robbie.
Yes, please.
Because that's important.
Very important.
Well, and the way it's bracketed, it's unfair because the really talented people probably won't get to the final.
Hello, Donna.
You know, that's
Mike
the way
show.
Saturday Night Live is.
Well, let me see. Now, see, right here in your Steve Martin region, you have, well, Dan Aykroyd is the – it's going to come down to Dan Aykroyd versus Phil Hartman.
Okay.
In the Alec Baldwin region, the biggest names would probably be Eddie Murphy, Jane Curtin, and Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. All right.
John Goodman region, your biggest names are Chris Farley, Dana Carvey. No, I'd say Chris Farley. Gilda Radner first.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, Dana Carvey. That's a competitive division.
Okay.
And in the other division, you got Mike Myers, Chevy Chase, John Lovitz, and then Belushi. And Belushi takes that.
Yeah, Belushi. Sure.
So let's say you've got Belushi is the winner. You're right. Gilda is the winner. Then you've got the one division you're going to have either Dan Aykroyd or Bill Murray or Phil Hartman. They're all in
the
same division.
You got to go with Bill Murray. Got to go with Bill Murray.
I think Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman? No way. Oh, not over Bill Murray.
I'd go with Aykroyd because Aykroyd
was
there.
Well, Aykroyd's the original, too.
From the very,
you know,
very beginning.
And Aykroyd's got a million of them.
Oh, yep.
I mean, he's got... Well, yeah, but I mean, don't you think the Trailblazers, the people that made
Mike,
that
but hold
show,
on. You can address this because you do impressions for a living. Seriously, Dan Aykroyd never tried to look like Nixon.
No,
Dan Aykroyd came out and he was just Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd did obscure ones. Dan Aykroyd did Tom Snyder,
Tom Snyder.
Dan, but Bill Murray, I think on just pure funniness, on pure being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray was just.
Todd,
when he went to see
yep,
Mrs. Lubner.
Can I just try to trump you with another Dan Aykroyd? Bass-o-matic or whatever the.
Bass-o-matic, mm-hmm. Julia Child.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, a historic. You might be swaying.
And I mean,
if it's Murray going up against
Aykroyd. I could go Bill Murray as well with the thing with Gilda Radner. I could go Bill Murray with, you know, Star Wars. You know, they're both great.
See, they both should be in the finals. They really should.
But Aykroyd was like one of the original Beatles, though.
He was, and actually probably put more original hysterical bits on Saturday Night Live than Bill Murray might.
All right,
well, let's see. No, that's right. Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I agree with most of your overall assessment for your Final Four for the exception. I believe, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a colored fella, I believe that Eddie Murphy should probably be there. And to make the case for Martin Short, he had Ed Grimley. You know, I must say, and he had the guy in the pool. Remember that?
Synchronized swimming.
There you go.
No. I mean, funny, but not
funny. Funny when you think of it, when you remember it.
Not funny all time. I'm sorry. And I agree with you. There was a time when Eddie Murphy was just as funny as balls, but for me that time was after he left the show, like when the Raw thing came out, when he had the red suit on.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Fred, I know that. To me, that was the funniest Eddie Murphy ever.
I think Martin Short might be one of the best cast members ever of SCTV.
Yep.
But I don't think he was well-packaged and well-used on Saturday.
No, I think actually probably the best cast member from SCTV. Well, no, John Candy was up there, too.
I think of Gumby and Buckwheat as Eddie Murphy's best characters, and I remember him doing a poem called Kill My Landlord.
Yes, I remember that.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. It was James Brown Hot Tub Party was good.
Yeah.
It was.
Too hot in the hot tub.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, remember when Adam Sandler dressed up as that chick that worked at the mall?
No.
That was hilarious.
Remember that?
Remember that band camp time? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That was great.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey, you guys are totally discounting Norm MacDonald. He was one of the funniest dudes.
Listen, dude, he's in a division with Bill Murray, mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd, and Phil Hartman, and Billy Crystal.
And Norm MacDonald is very funny.
I love him.
But I don't think he's Saturday Night Live funny.
Right.
I
disagree. If you check out any of his YouTube clips,
here's why Norm MacDonald
took him too long to get untracked.
I'll give you this: what Norm MacDonald did was he was the guy that would go against the flow. I think that's what I liked about Norm Macdonald.
Right, he was anti-establishment. That's really funny. Yeah, but he's show like Saturday Night Live.
But he's not an all-time great. He's a guy that had the balls to do something bad and then get kicked off the show or whatever.
But the thing about the guy, it's not Norm Macdonald. I mean, it's the guys that he's up against that we're talking about here. When you talk about Norm Macdonald, very, very funny guy, but you talk about some of the, you know, the great moments on Saturday Night Live.
How come the name Kevin Nealon? Nowhere.
Yeah, where's
Thank
that?
Thank God it's nowhere.
Hey, you know what?
Maybe it's on the back.
We should think of Sucky Cast.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Brad Hall were in one of the worst years ever. They
Charles Rocket.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. I don't watch it. I really don't. I watched it last Saturday night and because everybody was watching it after the writer's strike.
Right.
And I scream for the days of Saturday Night Live, the good old days of Saturday Night Live.
Good old days with Tim Kazurinski and Gary Kroger.
No, it's just,
hello, Don and Mike.
I think it's all Lorne Michaels and the casting couch, to be honest with you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He goes, I'm Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
Who was that?
That was Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd. Aykroyd also did a lot of those great spots that everybody takes for granted.
Del Tater's Toad Ranch.
Yeah, and how about this one? No, you cow. When he's talking to Jane Curtin.
Shimmer.
It's a floor wax.
New Shimmer. It's a dessert topping.
Right.
It's a floor wax.
It's a dessert topping.
No, you cow.
Seriously, this is one time in my life where I'm wondering, are we laughing at this because it holds up, or are we laughing at this because we were younger?
No.
And I swear to God, you could put a Shimmer on tomorrow, and that would still make me laugh.
Listen, I don't care if it dates us. This is the truth. When Saturday Night Live first came on TV, there was nothing else like it.
Nothing.
And for those 90 minutes, you sat there, and it was like, man, your parents didn't want you to watch it.
It was a ritual. You'd go out. I remember going out in high school, and you would stop what you were doing.
Yep.
If you were in a at a party, at a keg party,
you're goddamn
you'd get
right.
in your car and drive somewhere to watch the show because everybody watched that on Saturday Night
That's right.
Live, collectively.
It was a happening unlike, more than the American Idol phenomenon, and here's
Much
why.
Much bigger.
Because at the time, the people that liked Saturday Night Live when it came out, they didn't know it. They were cool. And as it turns out, once the dumb people caught up to how good Saturday Night Live was around the time it started getting a little diluted.
And it got sucky. And the fact that, I really look back at Saturday Night Live, and I wish they'd pulled the plug on it years ago because I think it has been diluted, and I think it's been watered down. And one thing, it has absolutely no edge anymore. It does not have, and it hasn't had an edge for years. It has funny moments. But it doesn't have the edge. It's too damn safe, and they don't challenge anything.
That's our society. Blah blah, Janet Jackson, et cetera. But was a great show.
You get
when it
one
first
every
came
now
on.
And then, like the thing with Alec Baldwin with the sweaty balls. I mean, you get that.
But that was 5 years ago.
It was 5 years ago, but it's still. I mean, when's the last time we had?
That's
one?
What I'm saying. That's probably the last greatest hit.
It's ridiculous.
Although, I did like that thing, D in a Box.
Right. That was the last year. That was good. Sandberg, that was a good one. Right? Yeah, once a year maybe. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't know. Well, let's see. One call. We got to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you guys are kind of discounting the whole Chevy Chase thing, I think. I mean, he was only on for, 1 year or something, but, man, he was freaking hilarious. He turned into a douchebag afterwards.
I think you got to give Chevy his props to a certain extent. I really do. I mean, he was the Weekend Update guy. He created that whole thing.
Yeah, but I know it's fashionable to hate him now, and I didn't hate him when the show first came on. I think he was funny and cool.
Yeah.
But there was a difference with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
When you could tell when that show
and
started.
And Gilda Radner.
Yeah, but more so with those two, I felt, watching those two before the Blues Brothers or anything.
Like creating characters and creating, that you could do anything around Belushi. You could do anything around Aykroyd. That wasn't necessarily the case with Chevy Chase.
True.
That's why he got the weekend anchor gig.
Like, for instance, I remember being at a guy's house at the exact type of party you're talking about. A house I shouldn't have been at. I was, 14 years old. There was beer. There was weed. And everybody stopped when John Belushi came out in the bee costume.
You bet.
Right.
And I'm talking about 75 kids that had been trashing this house.
Right.
Everybody stopped. And it's a 19-inch TV. And everybody was just standing there like nothing you had ever seen before. It's hard to describe to someone who watches TV now.
And when you had a contemporary artist that was making hit records like Joe Cocker, and John Belushi walked out in the middle of his normal thing, and nobody knew it was coming,
right.
And stood. I still think of this. I've never laughed harder in my life when he stood next to Joe Cocker and aped him. That's really, yeah. I mean, there's an impression that you're aping a guy, and he is doing this spot on, and then it, you know, you said, oh, he's walking out, and nobody, Saturday Night Live was so cutting edge that when you saw it, you said, oh, my God, I don't think they even told Joe Cocker. Well, that was BS. It was totally planned because then they started riffing together,
right.
And I had tears streaming down my face. I was laughing so hard at that.
There is no sense of danger.
No danger at all. The fact that they put live on that show is meaningless to me.
Absolutely.
I have that. You don't think you're going to see anything edgy. You're watching a comedy show.
You don't think Horatio Sanz is? I'm just proud I remembered a guy's name on that show.
Who's the lady that hosts Weekend Update now? Who's
Amy Poehler
and Seth Meyers.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Milk Toast.
Seth Meyers.
You know, not that segment was ever the part of Saturday Night
That's
Live.
That's a bad
was...
funny man name anyway. I know it works for Seth Rogen.
Uh-huh. Right.
But generally speaking, Seth, not a good funny man name.
Well, I'm glad you bring that guy up as an example. If you had a guy like a Seth Rogen or any of that comedy troupe that have made so many of these movies recently, that, you know, they talk about them being kind of the new Brat Pack, those
yeah,
guys,
right.
those fat guys that are in. If you had that kind of talent, you know, existing in Saturday Night Live.
Well,
no, but they're all pretty. They're all little male models now that are on that show.
And now, more than ever, they look at it as it's like American Idol. It's a way to package yourself to get your next deal. They used to want to be Jerry Seinfeld. Now they all want to be movie stars.
Stepping stone.
I would love to see, you know, Frank Caliendo's not on it anymore. I would love to see, and it will never happen, that show Mad TV. I'd love to see them flip that to a live sketch show and keep some of the performers they have on there that really do have an edge, and I think you'd have a very funny show, but it'll never happen.
I got a thought about TV as well with American Idol on tonight. Only 90 minutes, Buzz, so maybe you'll want to watch
it. Not bad.
I can't believe that they're so stupid. The people that schedule our primaries and our debates, there is a debate tonight between Clinton and Obama.
Probably going to get pretty good ratings because a lot of people are hearing about this being her last ditch effort to go negative.
Could get ugly.
How many songs does Obama sing?
Here's what I don't get. You know that America, generally speaking, there will be 30 million people watching American Idol tonight.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just move the start time of the debate to sync up with the end of American Idol?
Perfect.
I know that there are political strategists sitting around saying, well, if you do that, you're admitting that you're catering the election to the TV schedule. You already are catering the election to the TV schedule.
Is this CNN? Is this a CNN debate that we have? Another CNN?
No, I think it's MSNBC.
Is it MSNBC? Okay. All right.
Either way, you know, it seems to me it would be smart programming, and you could actually sell it like that.
I think you're one in a million, though. I really do. I as much as I'd like to believe it's different, I have always said that. Thank you, Rob. You're not
jerk
do
off.
You really? I think that
not you, him.
I know he is. He's the state. And he just made himself laugh. So isolate it, Rob. The thing is, I think you're one of a very few people that are going to actually watch, you know, be into the debate, care about the debate, and care about American Idol.
But why wouldn't you present it to the American people like that? How come there's nobody bright with, like, the Obama campaign, which is the slickest campaign ever, that they've gone? Why wouldn't you go and say, listen, present it like this. When you're done watching American Idol and voting, turn on the debate and say who you want to vote for.
Pick your favorite.
In real life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems.
You could do that if there was, you know, it speaks to the whole thing about responsible, you know, networks and paying attention and networks actually working with each other to create some sort of national consciousness, but it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't happen because they don't think that way. They don't think about, you know, hey, maybe this is an important thing for people to watch. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
And I know the argument will be there are a million channels now and you can put it on now. You can DVR it. You can time shift it now. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Now, my question is when it comes right down to the actual nominees debating, are they, I forgot. Do they actually bring that up on every network now? Do they do that? Is that required viewing anymore?
No, that is,
they have those separately too, right?
That you mean like tonight's debate?
No, like when it gets to be either McCain and Hillary or Barack Obama.
I think even that, the last couple of elections, I think that would run just on the network that would say, okay, we'll take it.
Right. The only time you get it all blocked out is when El Presidente wants to you know, kidnap the networks and he gets on there.
And for now, it might as well be on, like, the Versus channel or something. I mean, right. You know, when they say it's going to be on MSN.
Well, that's where the hockey game is tonight.
When they say it's going
to
be on.
I swear to God, I have to ask you, where the hell is that?
I don't know.
Where is Versus? Is Versus it's national network?
Yes, it's in the 600s, Mike. It should be in your
okay, it's
in
a
your
sports
channel. Package.
All right, yeah. Very good.
High def sports. Uh-huh. I could be your Rain Man if it was. I could be your Rain Man president if it was. If it was absolutely memorizing the TV channels on DirecTV.
I saw the hockey game on Versus, and I'm like, oh Jesus, because I know when I get on the old DirecTV guide, it's going to be Hunt and Peck. Yeah. It's just like learning to type. Very, very frustrating when you don't know exactly where it is.
The debate will be on logo.
I remember the first time that I saw that channel, it was like, what is VUZ? VSTV. What is VUZ?
Do they carry all sorts of different sports? Is that what they do? Are they primarily a sports channel, or do they have other programming?
It used to be like the RFD channel. I think it's like...
You mean Imus's channel?
It's like, yeah, like farm news and stuff, I think.
Is it really?
It's a hybrid channel.
It used to be.
Versus.
RFD also has the Polka Show.
The Polka, right, Rob loves the
Don't
Polka
you
Show.
Think that that a network has the right to, at least in their name? It, like, you hear Spike. It sounds like it's a guy's channel. Right. You know what I mean? It sounds like you're going to get, cops 6 nights in a row. But Versus would seem to me to sound like all sports because you're having so-and-so versus so-and-so.
I think that's how they're trying to say. I know what it was. It used to be Outdoor Life. That's it. It used to be the Lance Armstrong channel. All that's right. What it used to all be. Right.
Yeah, it's the home of the NHL now. They also have hunting and fishing and the Bulls.
All right. All right. Very good.
It's another waste of cable space. Right. But it's
when
there
you
for
you. Say the
you.
Bulls, like the Chicago Bulls?
It just says Bulls. I'll follow that up.
Maybe Bulls. The running of the Bulls.
Or maybe it's about their semen.
Oh, it's a rodeo riding, a bull riding.
Oh, hey, George would like that.
Yeah. Oh,
for cockamamie.
Oh, for cockamamie, O'Mara. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.